So if y'all can hear the telephone, you should be able to hear yourself speak. Or the audience should be able to hear you speak. While you speaking on the phone, you will hear clearly. So let me take another set because I want to let people know that I'm over here. One set. Guess I can't do that. If somebody can do me a favor and just post this on Facebook or hit people up in their inboxes that you know, like Dollar, hit Dollar up. I know you probably don't speak to Dollar. Dollar probably don't speak to you, whoever you are out there. Let Dollar know that I'm live. Let Nerd know that I'm live because I can't get the information to him. I'm logged out of my Israel Doctrine Reloaded account right now. Something is going on. Hopefully it ain't down. Hopefully y'all see me and hear me. Jaquel here, so obviously y'all hear and see me. But if y'all don't feel like calling, ain't going to be no conversation. I don't have shit to say that I don't get asked about or spoken to about. So I'm going to sit here like a goddamn fool and have nothing to say unless you call in and give me something to talk about. I'll wait. I will wait. Okay. I think I got it now. I can post it on my Facebook and let people know I'm over here. Yeah, I get no phone call. We get no conversation today. I sit up here and talk about not getting a phone call and no conversation. And I'm not going to beg you to do it. I'm going to sit here and see if you're going to do it or not. And if you don't do it, I'm going to say yeah for you. It don't matter to me. I got enough time and enough money right now to play. And I feel like playing, so I'm going to play. If y'all don't feel like playing with me, then, hey, fuck it. And today, one of them days, y'all know that it's Tupac's birthday, right? June 16th. But it's also my nephew's birthday. He's deceased. Now, y'all might want to play with that and mess with me and try to make me mad, but you can't make me mad. That is the very first death that I experienced in life. My grandmother was actually the first person I ever experienced a death, but it didn't touch me. My nephew, it touched me. So I just wanted to say that today to get it out of my system. I never really acknowledged it, but today I wanted to say it because I've been in some emotional shit lately. Make me want to acknowledge my nephew passing. Been some years now, damn. But hey. If y'all want to call in, call in. If y'all don't want to call in, then F you. You heard what I said? We'll see, though. We'll see. Behind the scene ass niggas like to reach out on Facebook, but they won't call into the show. But we'll see. Today is a good day. How did y'all like the, let me turn this down. I really want y'all to hear this. I can't turn it down. Watching this plane dip. Jane, first sister, that didn't caught my attention. But too many Israelite friends on Facebook, they'll hear the background and be like, I know who he's looking at. I ain't trying to do that. Boop, 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 boop. Oh, let me turn my camera on. Shit. camera on so y'all can see me. Maybe y'all will feel like calling in and talking to me now. Let me pop my collar right quick. Woo! What it do, y'all? What it do? What it do? What it do? All right, let me put the phone number on the, what's the phone number? 563-999-3083. Yeah, that's the phone number. See if somebody call in or not. Because it ain't no show if y'all don't call in. I can blow the show and never talk on it and just have it as a blank-ass show. If y'all don't call in, it's only one person looking. Maybe that's Jaquez still. I don't, oh, now it's two people looking. But if y'all don't participate, fuck you. It's for real. That's how I'm feeling. Because this community that I'm trapped in, or this culture, I should say that I'm trapped in, is a bullshit culture with bullshit individuals in it. And I don't give a fuck if y'all care or don't care. I see some of you care, though, because some of you that came over and listened to the conversation I had on the mother videos. But I ain't going to keep putting them niggas' name in my titles. Fuck them niggas. Fuck y'all. Appreciate, bro. Let me see. I got a meme or something today. I look at my calendar. Got a lot of shit to do. Who the hell is all these people? Oh, okay. I'm telling y'all, I ain't gonna have much to say unless somebody call in. You don't call in, it ain't going to be much to say. So this shit is dependent on you all. If y'all just sit up here and feel like watching me, then do so. It ain't number three people, but the phone number is in the chat. 563-999-3083. If you don't feel like calling in because you at work, just say you at work. But this is a call and response show. If you're not going to respond to me after I call you out saying, call in, let's talk, and you don't want to talk, fuck you then. Go get me some water after this. Gotta head to the stove. You know. Who the hell is this? Jafar. The messenger. I mean, bring me them silly-ass messages either, man. Telling me about these goofy-ass people out here, man. Because I will respond. Good or bad, I will respond to the fucked-up message you send me about somebody saying something or doing something. I don't look all the time, but when I want to look, I go look. When I want to address, I address. I don't want to do this shit all the time. I ain't into that fucked up game of back and forth and all of this. Only address when need to be addressed, but if you put it on the wall, you damn near force me to address it. And I don't be wanting to address all this bullshit. All right? You heard me? So stop putting that bullshit on my wall, man. Telling me about what these bitch-ass niggas doing. Talk about it, call in. You don't want to talk about it, fuck you too. That's my mentality now. Fuck you. Whoever you are. There's only one person I'm trying to get their attention and shit, and I was just looking at her on Facebook. the only person I care to get their attention. The rest of you all, if I get your attention, cool. If I don't, fuck you. If you feel in some way because I said that, you ain't got to come back over here and stuff. See, the more people that you deal with in life, the worse life you get, because you got to deal with a bunch of fucked up people with a bunch of fucked up attitudes. The less people, the less attitudes. You feel me? Who is this? Time is... Oh, shit, I might be talking with somebody in 30, 40 minutes or so. I do got a couple meetings today. Y'all know what's sexy to me? Just a plain person. No lipstick or nothing. If you beautiful like that, damn, you beautiful. You put all that makeup on and stuff and that, and yeah. Nah. You're not beautiful. Because when we sexing and you get sweaty and that shit come off, woo. Yeah, I think I'm going to have to get in the personal inbox and do some personal talk. I really want to know your name. I see your name all on the thing, though. But, you know, I can't read. But what's up, man? Nobody want to call in? Y'all ashamed of letting people hear your goddamn voices? If you over there on Blog Talk, you might not see me. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Israel Doctrine Reloaded. I'm asking people to call in. If you over there on Blog Talking, your ass ain't calling in. Fuck you too. Get the hell off my Blog Talk. And don't come listen to me no more, please. Because, see, I'm just seeing how many nosy folks it is out there. Because I could be doing the money thing and seeing if y'all want to come over there and listen to the shit for some money. I could be doing a lot of stuff. I have options. But I control all of the options. I don't need y'all. I can have fun by myself. I don't need y'all. I told you I'm trying to get the fuck off of YouTube anyway. I'm trying to move to Apple TV and Roku and this. I'm trying to go elsewhere. What's the stuff when you embedded a video player on my website, and I have the Vocab Alone interview popping up. Well, I forget what time of day it is, but I had it pop up yesterday just testing it. I'm going to have to set a certain time of day to make sure I let y'all know that you can go over there and watch it. That's just the vocal. I'm trying to figure out how to implement it even more. I'm trying to leave Facebook alone. Once I go by, what's that some shit when you go live and stuff, that OB system or whatever, then I'm going to start live streaming, and I'm going to only do it on my website. I don't make YouTube money anyway. Y'all motherfuckers don't watch and support enough. So, I'm going to do it elsewhere. What Dollar been posting and saying, revenuing. I'm revenuing. I'm going elsewhere. Other venues out there, people. And just like Blog Talk, I'm paying money. But if y'all don't want to participate, that's cool, too. I got money to spare. I got money to spare. And as soon as they hit me with the disability check, I'm going to have some more money to spare. I was telling my brother about the washer and the dryer the other day, and he like, damn, you got something that a lot of people ain't got. You blessed, boy. And I'm like, well, the Lord did me one way, but he blessed me in another way, so I'm not tripping. Need a car, but ain't really worried about it, because if I had a car, then I'd travel. I might drive to New York and do some silly shit, because I'm a silly-ass person like that. You feel me? I don't need no car because I go somewhere. And if I go somewhere and the people don't know me and I let this attitude come out, motherfuckers might kill me or shoot me or do some harm to me that I might not recover from. See, I've never been silly. I've been dumb and shit. Not a lot of dumb shit, but I ain't never been silly. Told you before, I was chasing death. I didn't chase death before. Y'all ever chase death? You know how people be running from death? I don't want to die. But I was so, I ain't going to never kill myself. Somebody tell you car killed itself, they lied. I ain't going to never kill myself. But suicide in the way of fucking somebody up and then getting murdered because I did that, I'll do that. That's my preferable way to die. Trying to fuck somebody else up. But since I got the video and stuff open, I'm up here talking. But at the same time, I ain't talking about shit because y'all ain't calling in. But nosy motherfuckers will come when I put them names up there and stuff. Because y'all like that bullshit. Look, I ain't got nothing to talk about because you motherfuckers won't call in. Let me see. I'm going to have to hit somebody in the inbox and tell them to call me. Because I want to talk to somebody. Though I got money to waste, I don't like to waste it. So it's 10 of y'all here now. The phone, let me put the phone number up again because y'all send y'all ass up here and y'all won't call. I ain't got shit to talk about unless you start some shit to talk about. I told you, I'm in my I don't give a fuck mode. I talk to you. If you call, if you don't want to call, fuck you. Let me put this phone number there again. Let me see. What's the last? It's 83, my bad. Let Sonetta tell y'all monkey ass to call in. Y'all want to get on there and y'all think you get famous and shit. But it's all good. I ain't worried about what other people do and don't do. That's why I ain't worried if you call in or not. I'm going to go clean up my house. After I get through with this shit, I got a couple more loads to wash. Washing up my clothes and cleaning up my house. Knocking the spider webs and shit off the wall. Remember the spider webs that was up there? Right up there? I got them down. But I don't sweep the walls and do that shit and clean the house like that. But I've been doing it lately. Call in. If you don't feel like calling in, fuck you. I'm going to just, let me see how many more hours I got over here remaining on this shit. The timer ain't on. It ain't counting down for some reason. Oh. Dollar, what's up? What's up? But like I said, when I put names in the title and shit, don't come over here and watch my shit. If you ain't going to support me, then don't fucking support me. Don't put no shit in my chat, all right? Don't give me no views. I don't want to look up and see views and see motherfuckers watching me in vain. Telling motherfuckers I'm going to give $100 and motherfuckers don't even want to get in the chat to get their name in the pool. Fuck y'all. You ain't got love for me? I ain't got love for you. If you got love, you'll call in and we'll talk. You hit me with a question that'll make my ass think. See, there's a Dr. York, Malachi Z. York fan out there. He's been on my wall. I've been trying to psych his dumb ass to come over here and debate it. But he said, I don't know nothing about York. Nigga, I done talked to Prince York. I done talked to Malachi. I done talked to Tariq Noel. I done talked to people that... It's the nigga blood. His children. Stepchildren or whatever you want to say. Some of them and shit. What you mean I don't know? I don't watch the interviews. What you mean I don't know? Like, I ain't did the research. I'm going to get that stupid motherfucker over here, though. If not, I'm just going to do a Malachi Z. York special. But see, even with that, I done got so relentless with my shit, I can do a on-demand, a pay-per-view on my TV shit and have y'all pay for that. So if you don't want this shit for free, you're not going to get this shit no more. Because I'm tired of telling y'all shit. Y'all going over there trying to watch Layla Whale shit. She just re-put it up. She been put that documentary up. It don't have Marcy Hamilton in it like she was going to put that motherfucker in there. I fucked that up. She's not talking about 2013. I fucked that up. I fucked up the whole documentary. That ain't even a good documentary no more. I didn't listen to it. Believe me, it's a lot of so-called famous people in there talking this shit, but it's a commercial-ass documentary. Just a commercial documentary. That shit ain't raw and uncut. Sniff it up. That shit is not that. See, I'm from Parkin. Niggas around here sniff shit, right? But what they don't know, because they country road, dusty road ass niggas, paved road niggas, they not street niggas. When they go to Little Rock and Memphis and other places and fuck with that shit that's a little bit more spicier than they used to, they be blowing their hearts out and shit because their body can't take it. It's like, nigga, you running around here sniffing on that shit that they didn't cut up. That shit there's a little less stepped on, brother. You going to blow your goddamn heart out. You ain't sniffing good shit. But I don't fuck with the cocaine. I don't know much about it. But I know if you sniff that raw sip, it'll blow your heart out. And if you sniff this shit around here, town and shit, it ain't going to do nothing to you. Because nigga, the steps on that shit so much. Oh, yeah, Bam Hitman still on the net. From what the streets told me, he's playing over there on Instagram now. Run y'all ass over there and see y'all boyfriend, Mr. Bend You Over. Mr. Bend You Over. I don't know how much more time I got on this blog talk, but y'all ass ain't calling anyway. I'ma just cut it off and cut the stream off and go clean up. Coach, I ain't got time to be fucking around with y'all. You fuck with me, I fuck with you. Y'all don't want to fuck with me, it's fuck you. All right? I'm going to fuck with Garfield. I feel less debate than I don't want to debate you. Niggas be scared. Oh, there we go. Come and talk to me. Y'all know me and Garcia had a debate back in the day on eschatology, right? That man couldn't get out the Greek Empire. He couldn't get out the Greek Empire. He can only get you to three empires. But in history, you know, it's Nebuchadnezzar, Babylon, the Medes and the Persians, the Greeks. And then after the Greeks come the Romans. He doesn't even know that. He's supposed to be a historian and shit, but he don't even know what dynasties then came through and ruled the world. That nigga couldn't get out of the Greek Empire. But slow down on Facebook, though, because them people trying to get me put in Facebook jail for snapping on their dumb asses. June 16, 1971, Mama gave birth to a hell-raising heavenly son. See, the doctor tried to smack me, but I smacked him back. Pow. Papa packs the mat. You can hear my mini 14 calling. What's up, man? This shit is boring. I got so much shit to talk about, but nobody to talk to. What the fuck? Eleven people watching me. None of you motherfuckers are calling in. I don't even give a fuck if you my friend. You ain't calling in either. So what the fuck you do? Real as hell. I don't care who you are. The phone number is 563-999-3083. Y'all won't call it. I got everybody scared of me. Friends scared, enemies scared, everybody scared. Don't nobody want to ask a question or talk about nothing. They like, nah, you talk about too much real shit, and I don't want to be over there on that real shit. I feel y'all. That's how the world lives. Y'all ostriches. Y'all want to put your head in the ground and hide, right? You want to put your head in the ground and hide. I feel you. Let me look over here, young lady, again. Let me brighten up my day by looking at a virtuous woman. What's the matter? I can't turn the volume all the way up. So I want y'all hearing this video and shit, because y'all are probably trying to figure out who it is. I'm not talking nothing. Just start calling in, goddammit. Call the number. 563-999-3083. I'm a stubborn-ass country boy. You can't get me to do shit I don't want to do. What I want to do is I want to talk to you all. But you motherfuckers scared to call the number. But I appreciate you hitting me up in the chat. At least I know you're watching now. You just put yourself in for $100. You might get $100 one day. After the 21st, then I'll pay out. Nerd Lie got the last one. Y'all want to see it? Let me see. Let me show that off. I like showing off. I paid somebody some money. I gave somebody some money. Because y'all might not believe I give money away. Y'all see it? Nerd Live ain't here today. But Nerd Live is the one that got that $100. Now, I got another 100 coming out this month. But you motherfuckers don't want to call me. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Y'all don't want to get the $100. See, a random person would get it if random people support it. It's like y'all working for me. Y'all don't understand it. It's called a major plan. If you work for me, then I pay you. But I can't pay everybody because I ain't that rich. Y'all ain't got me Hassan Campbell money, so I can't pay everybody. I've been trying to steal the economics from the community and give them to you all. I'm like Robin Hood. I've been trying to rob the rich and get to you poor-ass niggas. But y'all won't let me rob them rich-ass niggas. Y'all like to keep them niggas rich so y'all can see them and they bling-bling. But it's all good. I plan on taking some trips and shit in a little bit and everything. I got a lot of shit on my plate. I'm trying to make bigger moves. Big things popping, little things stopping. One of these days, I'm going to call up another organization, not the FBI. I may call the Denver offices that watch over certain people in Denver. Because I want to talk to them about this YouTube shit and how they witness protection ass nigga been doing crazy shit on this internet. He already got one page thrown down because he talking about he was going to suck Michael Elwood's dick. And Michael Elwood got his page towed down. But I told that nigga, you better quit fucking with Michael. See, I'm the only one that can play with Michael Elwood. See, I done pissed him off and got him over there whispering and shit now. He want to say my name. But see, people ain't heard the nigga say my name in so long, they probably forgot about me. So I need to reactivate him. But he's less powerful now. He done stopped extorting Sarnetta ass. Or Sarnetta don't give a fuck about his half-naked daughter and shit anymore. But see, y'all don't want to talk to me about none of that shit. So why should I keep going on talking to you all? And you don't want to call in and talk to me. Fuck y'all. Fuck you. Matter of fact, I wish I had some shit to do. Right here in my circumference, I would be doing it and saying, fuck y'all, just online, just to be online. Got my blog talk on just to have my blog talk on because y'all don't want to participate. And it's so crazy because this shit may have about 40 or 50 damn views after this shit over with because people keep dropping off and coming back in. It's at 13 now, and I'm not even talking about shit. But some of y'all niggas just know, see, I know it. You motherfuckers just... I'm going to block your dumb ass, too. Y'all see what they said? Let me block this motherfucker right quick. Poo-poo. How do I get that off? We'll put dollar up and then get that off. Fuck the people. See, I block people because I don't give a fuck about the people. Half the people say stupid shit like you. You could have called in and talked to me. I would have rather heard that from your voice than you typing it in my chat, dumbass. You got yourself blocked. You're not saying nothing in the chat. And you're not calling, but you want to participate in my motherfucking chat room like I got to respond to you or let people see what the fuck you say. But you ain't giving me what I want, but you want to participate. Fuck your participation if you don't want to participate the way I set up the participation. Now, if your dumb ass feel like just sitting up there watching me just talk shit, then do it. It ain't going to hurt me. I don't care how many of y'all come in here. It could be a million of y'all. I'm not going to talk about shit until I'm ready to talk about it the way that I'm ready to talk about it. I'm not going to talk about Trapped in the Culture and how I done fucked that whole documentary up and now it's an audio documentary like my auto documentary, though I ain't put it out yet. I created an audio documentary. And it's funny, motherfucker got an audio documentary out there now. Can't put the picture documentary up because it's got pictures of some motherfuckers that ain't supposed to be in the... They ain't supposed to be shown in the video. Y'all go with the later whales. Blow that motherfucker up. Because, see, when it blows up, and I really talk about it, but the downfall of it and stuff, then it'll hit home because y'all will see how fucked up. I fucked it up. See, I've done things. I can talk about stuff. But y'all don't want to participate, fuck you. Am I still on the call? Let me see. Yeah, I'm still on the call. But it's all good. I don't know how much more time this blog talk. I'm going to stay here all day until the blog talk just run out. Once they kick me off blog talk, then I know the shit over with. And blog talk about 2 hours and 30 minutes. So if y'all want to stay here for 2 hours and 30 minutes with not shit to say, y'all welcome to. I want to see if you're going to do it. I don't believe you're going to do it. It's called a game of nutrition. And I don't think y'all got the nutrition to do this shit. Y'all ain't got the stamina. Let me go back over to Facebook and be nosy. That white boy smacked his mama. Black mama started looking at their children like, I wish your ass would. Them niggas like, I'm getting the hell away from you, mama. Because she smacked her mama, but I ain't going to smack my mama. See, it's just certain things. Facebook niggas got up some signing on the TV. Y'all know about Jacob York. Y'all know he used to be over a rap star, right? Brooklyn, put your lighters up. He was over Lil' Kim. You know who Malachi Z. York's son Jacob York is? You know Jacob York is the guy that helped put Malachi behind bars. If you ask, they'll tell you that. He said he went down to Florida. Florida. Oh, somebody just came away from Florida. He went down to Florida on a big trip, and he had all the people that spoke against Malachi at his shit. And all these same people, he'll firmly admit that he got them jobs. He did a lot of shit for them. He's like a known snitch, but he used to run with Kim and Diddy and all of them. Big Papa. You know who Big Papa is? Jacob York. You know who also friends with Jacob York? Polite. It's funny how Malachi left and Polite hit the scene, right? Lying to us, talking about he met Malachi before. He's a student of Malachi. Malachi named his family and all this shit like he really knew who Malachi was. Like that. Prince York hit that nigga that nigga like, oh, I ain't never met your father in my life. But y'all bought that lie all them years. That nigga ain't over here lying like that no more, is he? I got to go because I got to.
Alrighty, folks, welcome to the Logical Belief Ministries podcast. I'm your host,